Welcome to the Kinship Care Liverpool podcast. My name's David. As always, thank you for the week of the best, the worst, and in-betweens of being a kinship carer, kinship kid, and everything in between. Now, if you follow us on Instagram, you'll have seen that one of our kinship kids went to London today over the launch of a new book, which is looking at the care system, which is a fantastic thing for them, but also it's great that anyone has any kind of exposure, especially kinship, but you know, it's great that he did this. It's a book called Free Lows on Friday. It's The Care System as Told by People Who Actually Get It. It's edited by Rebecca Pierre, I presume it is. She is a writer who has, you know, campaigned in the background with the Child Protection Social Work, written extensively about the care system, appeared in things like The Guardian, been on Radio 4. She's quite knowledgeable, quite interesting to hear her talk, to be honest. Now, this is a book which is available online. It's also available in book form. When I went to buy it, literally it was sold out. I went to Amazon and it was sold out. I don't know if they're going to be creating more copies on Amazon. Obviously, if you are digital like me, you can get it through your Kindle, through an ebook reader. I think it's a little cheaper just because of the way that it's done. So I think it's about £5-6. But there are other ways of getting them. I will try and find links for where you can buy them from. I know Waterstones had some links and things like that. But in this day-to-day world, it just seems to be more easy to do it through the digital system. As I say, one of our kinship kids had something written, which is published. It is part of it. And actually, as part of the thing, he got to go down to London as part of the presentation, which was great. And I say, any kind of spotlight that's on kinship care, the care system, social workers, the way things work, it's fantastic. So what I thought I would do, I'd read their section of the book, which I think is just, it's so affecting. I say, I got the book early yesterday. I read through most of it. What it is, it's basically a load of sort of like short stories, I suppose it would be. I mean, it's kind of nice. There's not many people who I recognize in regards to the book side of things, but there's a lot of people, you know, a lot of little stories, essays, poetry. It's a real sort of mixed bag of a book. I really was surprised. I actually thought it was just going to be the clinical or a load of poems or something like that. But the fact that it's a mix of everything is really interesting. There's a lot of information in this book as well. It's very much a book that if you are in the care system or have any interest in it, even if you are studying and you think that this might be something you want to know what to learn more, this is really a really good book. There's a glossary in there, the signpost for further information, support, a note on content warnings, which I would say, one of the things I would say, especially to our kinship carers, is a lot of the stories are very triggering. So I do apologise. I have to give you a trigger warning with this, because the story I read is very similar to a lot of people. It's in obviously a child's voice, so it's very affecting, and it's very effective in a way. It's definitely something that I 100%, you know, I found myself putting the book down a couple of times because I felt like I'd heard these stories, or I'd lived through them, or I'd helped with them, or yeah, as I said, I'd heard these stories many times. Which is really sad in a way, that there are so many people out there who still have these kind of experiences, and it really shouldn't happen. But what I say, what I'll do, I'm going to read their chapter here. Not because I don't want anyone to read the book. I do. I think there's so much more that I could read from this book. If you go onto Amazon itself, there is a sample chapter. I think it's the first section of the book. And it's really interesting to read that, just to see what the actual aims of the book was. And it's really interesting to see how people deal with the care system, because, you know, we had the care review last year and it kind of fell short of what it should have been. But they always say, you know, it's better to take a baby step than no steps at all. So I suppose in some ways it's a good thing, but, you know, it's the way that it is. Now, I'm going to read this section, but what I'm going to do, I'm going to take some of the more identifying things out of the story itself. It is in there and it is printed, but there is a few bits and pieces that they don't want to be sort of live and exposed as it is. So I'm going to be sort of not. So if you do read the book, and I do really recommend it, you may think, well, actually, he didn't say this or he didn't say that. It's just because I've decided not to say those things. But they are in the book. And I say that's just, you know, for people's privacy and things like that. Dear teacher, I moved to my nan's in January 2010. I've lived with my nan for over 12 years now, and I want to tell you my story. I've got to admit, I was a cute baby, and I still am cute. What I'm about to tell you can change your perspectives on people and how you look at them. So at a young age, me and my brother used to be left alone in our house. It was just me and him. Bear in mind, he's only 4 years older than me, so it wasn't easy for him either. It was harder for him when my mum used to leave me and my brother on our own. We would go for hours without eating. My brother would try to make us some food, and at that age, I didn't have a single clue what was going on. I thought it was normal, because it happened very often, almost every day for a while. And when my mum would come home, she would batter my brother, and it hurts me to this day to think that she did them things. Back to the story. If it wasn't for my family, I don't know where we would be right now. My aunt used to come home from school, then come to my house and feed me and my brother, which I'm grateful for. And one night, my nan thought something was up, so gave my brother her number on a piece of paper. And then, as usual, my mum would go out and leave me and my brother. So my brother rang my nan, saying our mum has left us again. And my dad found out and rang my mum, having a go, which led to my mum coming home in her car and battering my brother, almost killing him. But luckily, she didn't. Then social services came, and then I went to go and live with my nan. But my nan and my auntie and everyone else forget how grateful I am for what they did for me and how it has changed my life. You probably sat there thinking, she doesn't deserve the title mum, but she still gave birth to us, and we can't change the past. We can only look into the future and decide the future ourselves. And sometimes these memories come back into my head, and other things, such as my nan recently passing away, and other things. Sometimes it really breaks me. It tears me apart thinking of those things. But it's not fair on my nan when she has to deal with these things. But what people forget is I love my brother for what he did, and I always will. No matter what, he played a big part in my life at a young age, and so did my nan and my auntie. As I've grown older, I have a strong bond with my brother. We don't argue or nothing. Maybe a play about fighting now and then, but it's nothing serious. And I also have a strong bond with my auntie. She's always been like a mum to me, and that will never change. And my nan is also a very strong role model to me as well, for what she's went through, just for two boys, me and my brother. We're very alike, so sometimes we don't get along, but the love I have for my nan or my brother or my auntie will never change. So people need to sit there and think anyone could be going through something. So sit there and think really hard and say to yourself, is my life really that hard because my mum and dad or whoever you live with says no to a pair of shoes or clothing or even something little? Some people don't even get nothing for Christmas, birthdays or even Easter. So appreciate the little things and family members you have in your life. Next time you think I'm being naughty or disruptive, please consider my actions sometimes come from being a kin child. Before you ask, why isn't your mum coming to parents' evening? Think about the reasons why I don't live with my mum. Not all kin kids are identified in schools. Not all schools even know what a kin family is. I want the right to be listened to and taken seriously. UNCRC Article 12. I felt listened to when I shared my story with the Children's Commissioner of England, Rachel D'Souza. But this needs to be shared so that all schools recognise the needs of kin kids. I'm from Liverpool, and that's my story growing up. So, like I say, that's quite an emotional passage with some quite interesting things, you know, that a lot of people say, especially in regards to schools just not knowing people that are kin kids, and they don't, you know, they wonder why is nan coming to, or auntie coming to parents' evening and not mum, and it seems like, you know, especially nowadays that maybe this is something that should be put into schools where they do get that kind of information. This is what's going on, and a lot of them do, you know, and a lot of companies do that as well. We recently ourselves we've been dealing with the Reader, and they come every week and they read to our children, and they ask us, you know, what do we call? We know that you're not mum and dad. What do we call you? And we, you know, and it's nice that they acknowledge when you filled in that paperwork. We're not mum and dad. This is what you need to call us, or this is, you know, we're mum and dad to one, but not to the, you know, it's nice to have that kind of that information there. But it's quite an emotional thing. As I say, this book is full of them. I spent most of the night reading the book, and then, you know, and that was mainly because I kept on having to put the book down. But it was really, it's really a good read. I would recommend it to everyone. This is not just, I'm not getting any kind of plug or anything for this. It's a really interesting thing to do. But I definitely would recommend it to anyone who's interested in kinship, and anyone who's interested in the care systems and how it's affected people. Because you see, even from that story, it doesn't go into much detail about the who's and ha's of filling in paperwork and everything else and contact and everything else. But it gives you that instance of this is why they are where they are. And it's quite sad sometimes when you hear those stories and you hear about kids not being fed or kids being left alone, and older brothers having to look after younger brothers or older sisters and things like that. And it makes you more aware of kinship stories. I've said this before in other TV shows and everything like that. Once you become aware of kinship, you start to look at characters in films and books and TV shows. Recently, in Casualty, one of the characters is now going to have to start looking after his grandson. And you immediately go, oh, so he's going to be a kinship carer. I as soon as they've done that, I've actually written to the people who do Casualty and go, are you going to talk about kinship care? Is this going to be something that's brought up? I doubt they will. But, you know, they've got an hour to fill. You know, they've only got an hour to fill every week. It's not like any of the other soaps, but it'd be nice if they did. But I say this is a really good book. As I say, it's called Freelos on Friday, The Care System. And I do really recommend it. I think the hardback book's a little expensive. I think it's about £19. I think the paperback's about £10. But as I say, if you just want to read it, if you are someone who can just read the book, you know, the ebook is there. I think it's about £5-6. Really recommend it. Absolutely wonderful thing to happen. Any spotlight that's shed on kinship in any way, shape, or form is always good. So that's all from me today. As I say, if you have any questions, comments, thoughts, easiest way is through our social media, through the Facebook, Instagram, through the two versions of X, which was formerly Twitter, through the website, through our email. If you are subscribing, you can like, share, comment, do whatever you want with it. But it's always good to hear people are listening. So thank you very much for listening. My name's Dave. You listen to the Kinship Care Liverpool podcast.